Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is your host, Ms. Tasha, of Blessings by Grace Radio. It is Friday, November 2nd, 2012, it's 9:30 p.m. on the dot, and we're coming to you live from the studio tonight. It's a special night for us because it's prayer night. You can call in tonight and receive prayer for whatever they need. You can get prayer and send epoxy for someone else. Our phone lines are open from 9:30 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. tonight. The call-in number for prayer is 818-668-5428. Press option 1. We're live on the air tonight. We have live in the studio spiritually acclaimed Bishop Alfred Moore. He belongs to Greater All Nations Pentecostal Church of Jesus Christ, located at 8516 South Compton Avenue in the city of Los Angeles, California. The cross streets are Compton Avenue and Firestone Boulevard, accessible via the 110 South and North Freeways and the 710 South and North Freeways. Here he is, critically acclaimed Bishop Alfred Moore.
Praise the Lord tonight, amen. This is Bishop Alfred Moore tonight, amen. We are coming to you tonight, amen. We're not teaching tonight, praise the Lord, but we're coming to you, amen, for your prayer request. If you have a prayer request that you want to give unto the Lord tonight, amen, I will be praying for you, amen, tonight. If you have a prayer request and you want God is to answer your prayer, I want you to call in tonight, praise the Lord. This is the first time, amen, that I'm trying to do this, amen, but we want to let you know that the lines is open and we will be waiting on your call, amen, so we can take these petitions to the Lord, amen. I believe in this day and time, a man must always pray and not faint. It's not time for us to quit. Amen. Looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finish of our faith. It is time for us now, amen, is to pray like never before. Amen. Because according to the word of God, amen, in the book of Matthew, the 24th chapter, we can see the signs of time is being fulfilled. Amen. And we see the hour is growing nigh. Praise the Lord.
Our first caller in tonight. Caller from 310-722-8798. Put you live on the air for prayer. You're going to be live in 5 seconds to talk with the bishop. Hello, caller?
Mommy.
Hello? Hello, caller? Are you there?
God bless you. We seem to have lost that first caller, but anyway, amen. God knows your heart, praise the Lord, and we will keep you in remembrance, praise the Lord, ever what, amen, your prayer was, amen, for the Lord to do tonight. So the lines is open, praise the Lord. This is the first night, amen, that we are trying prayer requests, amen. But I know tonight, praise the Lord, each one of us needs prayer, praise the Lord. And praise the Lord, we need to pray one for another one, praise the Lord. So, amen, these lines are open, amen. You call this number, praise the Lord, and I will pray for you tonight, praise the Lord. Amen, as the Bible let us know, praise the Lord, that it is praying time. As I was saying, in the book of Matthew, amen, the 24th chapter, Jesus said it is just the beginning of sorrow. We are just beginning to face, amen, disaster and trouble in this world, amen, because man has stopped praying and has begun to faint. But, oh, man, amen, prayer is holding up this universe today, praise the Lord. I want to say today, praise the Lord, the fervent prayer of the righteous man prevails much. If it wasn't for your prayer, amen, you think that you have in trouble, amen, but if it wasn't for your prayers today, we seriously would be in trouble. So, amen, let us keep on praying one for the other one tonight. So, amen, the lines are open. If you want prayer tonight, amen, pick up that telephone tonight. Don't let Satan deceive you tonight. Don't you get nervous tonight, praise the Lord. Pick that that telephone up and dial this number, and I'm here, praise the Lord, is to take your petition to the Lord. Amen. And we can believe the Lord together that God is still answering prayer. He still is on the throne. Praise the Lord. Amen. You are never alone tonight because Jesus is there with you. Praise the Lord. This prayer number is. Eight one eight six six eight five four two eight. Amen. You call that number and you will be, praise the Lord, on air tonight with us. Praise the Lord for your prayers. Amen. Pray tonight. Amen. Pray, amen. Pray, amen, for our nation. Pray, amen, for the world. Praise the Lord. Pray for our economy. Praise the Lord. Pray, amen, for our people that is over us tonight, amen. Pray for the White House. Pray for our president, amen, that he may make the right decision, that we can have peace in the land. Pray tonight, praise the Lord, for our schools, amen. Pray for our policemen, our firemen. Pray tonight. Pray most of all for the church people, amen. Amen, that they may obey the word of the Lord. It is time for us to pray, praise the Lord. There is too many, amen, people that's going astray from the word of God because there is not enough prayer going up into heaven. Praise the Lord. You got to pray tonight, amen, until you can touch the throne of grace. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Prayer is one of my main things, amen. I know, amen, you know, just getting down on your knees for a few minutes, praise the Lord, saying, Lord, you know, help me, Lord, deliver me, praise the Lord. Sometimes that is sufficient and sometimes that is not sufficient. Praise the Lord, sometimes you have to stay there and you have to pray. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he knew, praise the Lord, that he had to face the death of the cross, I'm told, amen, that he prayed all night long. And sometimes, praise the Lord, we have to talk all night long, praise the Lord. He prayed, amen, and he wanted, amen, the cup to pass from him. But, amen, the cup would not pass. Amen, he prayed three times, saying the same words, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But, amen, God did not answer him, praise the Lord. He said, nevertheless, it's not my will, but let your will be done. And all I want to say today, praise the Lord, this is where we have to get to, praise the Lord. We have to get to the point, amen, we have to say, it's not my will, but Lord, let your will be done. That is why I'm here on the radio tonight, praise the Lord. Again, amen, it is not my will, amen, it is the will of the Lord that I want to be see done in my life, not only in my life, but in your life, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Our children need saving. Our children need to be taught how to pray. Praise the Lord, amen. The majority of our children today don't even know how to pray. Prayer is important tonight. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And I know you want your children is to know how to pray tonight, praise the Lord. I heard the Bible say in Matthew, amen, 7:7, he said, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. You ask God tonight for what you want. Amen. And it shall be given unto you. But upon this asking, I want to tell you, there is a condition that you have to meet with the Lord. God is not just going to give you anything, praise the Lord, because you ask for it, praise the Lord, but you're going to have to meet his requirement as you ask him for whatever you may want tonight, praise the Lord. Amen, praise the Lord. And God has a requirement for all of us to meet tonight, praise the Lord, when we ask for it. Ask, praise the Lord. Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek the Lord. Seek the Lord while he might be found, and you call upon him while he is near. Call upon the Lord now while he is near, because there is coming a time, beloved children of God, you're going to call upon Jesus, and he is not going to answer you. Do you hear me tonight? Call him tonight. Call him right now. Get up out of that seat. You in the bed, praise the Lord, that are listening, praise the Lord. Get on that telephone and ring that telephone. Let us take this prayer to the throne of grace that God may hear and answer your prayers tonight. Oh, I pray somebody is out there listening to me tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, that they may pick up this phone. Praise the Lord. And I want to praise the Lord, pray with you. Amen, at this time. I believe we have a caller on the line. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Caller, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
You're on live with Bishop Moore. You have any prayer requests? You may speak with him now.
Yes.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Amen. You have a prayer request tonight?
Yes. Yes, I would like prayer for myself because right now my body, well, my ankles and legs and everything is very swollen right now.
Hey, man, caller, where are you calling from?
Las Vegas, Nevada.
God bless your heart. Thank you. I tell you tonight, amen, we want you to stand and we want you to believe the Lord tonight. And if I must say this to you, if you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm telling you tonight, amen, I want you to stop and take time and accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray for that request right now, praise the Lord, because God is on the throne. Amen. And he understands and he knows what you are going through with. Amen, praise the Lord. Thank you for calling tonight, amen, as we say a word of prayer right now. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus right now, you that died and shed your blood on Mount Calvary, all this beloved sister called in tonight, Lord, because our body is in pains right now. But through your blood that you shed on Calvary right now, touch and heal in Jesus' name right now. I rebuke those infirmities in the name of Jesus right now. I call them, my God, as though they were, as they are, praise the Lord. I believe you right now, Lord, you're touching right now, and you're delivering right now in Jesus' name. My God, we thank you, and sister, we claim in victory right now, and we ask you to believe with me right now and believe the Lord have heard our prayer. God bless you.
Thank you very much.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Okay, caller from 626-240-6467. You are live on the air with Bishop Moore. Are you there, caller? 626-240-6467. Are you there?
Praise the Lord. How's it going?
God bless you. God bless you, my son. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We are blessing the Lord tonight. Amen. You have a request for the Lord tonight.
Oh, yes. Just remember me and my family in prayer that we'll do much, much more in the Lord.
God bless you, my son. Amen. We love you tonight, and amen. It's good to hear from you. Amen. We're going to, praise the Lord, go right into the Word of God tonight because, amen, we have others, amen, is on the line, praise the Lord. But we thank you tonight, amen, my son. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we will be praying for the entire family tonight, amen, that they that know Jesus, praise the Lord, will keep on seeking the Lord. And those that do not know Jesus, they will find Jesus. In the name of Jesus right now, Lord God, I pray for my brother right now that is in Phoenix, Arizona. I ask you to touch him right now. My God, keep him under your will and under your spirit in the name of Jesus right now. Lord, the trial that he's going through is strengthening him, I pray right now, Lord. The load that he's under right now, I'm asking you to lift the load up in the name of Jesus. Help him to glorify your name. Fill him, Lord, with the precious Holy Ghost of that fire. I pray in Jesus' name. Keep him in Jesus' name. I thank you and I claim victory for him right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. May God bless you, my son. We love you now. Good night.
Amen. Thank you very much. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen for the calls we have tonight. This is the first night. Amen. That we are praying. Amen. On. Amen. Online. Praise the Lord. For our prayer request tonight. We want to let you know tonight, amen, that you can call that number online tonight, praise the Lord, and we will pray for you. Amen. I stopped on amen, ask, and it shall be given. Praise the Lord. God bless you. We have another caller online.
323-351-5129. You are live on the air with Bishop. Caller, are you there? 323-351-5129. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here.
You're live on the air with Bishop.
God bless
okay.
you.
God bless Bishop.
Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my son, Bosco.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. This is one of my faithful members tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Mother Carl tonight, praise the Lord. We know that the Lord is answering prayer and God is still on the throne tonight. So I want you just to believe with me right now as we pray, amen, the prayer of faith. Amen. Have no doubt in your mind that the Lord, amen, will not give you a breakthrough tonight. Amen. And we know that God can touch hearts tonight, praise the Lord. So we're praying for that son tonight. Amen. Butch, I believe, amen. Bosco and, praise the Lord, the other young lady, praise the Lord. We are praying, my God, that you touch this mother children's heart tonight. You understand and you know all about them right now. My God, this is a request, amen, that I believe that you're going to honor because you are God. And besides you, there is none other. I claim victory over the condition, my God, that they have tonight. Let them come to the name of the rescue in the name of Jesus right now. I thank you for it. I claim victory right now. Satan, get behind us in Jesus' name. Loose your hope in the name of Jesus. We take a part over it. We bind it in Jesus' name. Just I believe the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you.
Caller from 702-539-0021. You're going to be live on the air with Bishop. 702-539-0021. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, you're live on the air with Bishop.
Hi, Bishop.
God bless you tonight.
Hi, Bishop. I miss you and I love you. It's Biba.
Oh, praise the Lord tonight. God bless you. We love you tonight. We love you tonight. We have another caller from, amen, Las Vegas tonight. Praise the Lord. Thank God for you tuning in tonight. Amen. One thing I love about Jesus, amen, his eyes is in every place, beholding the good and the evil. And because you called tonight, amen, what do you want Jesus to do for you tonight?
I just want him to keep manifesting in my life and help me to put him first.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus said, if any man come after me, let him first deny himself. Amen. Put yourself behind tonight and say, Jesus, I want you to come into my life. I want you to be obeyed in my life. Amen. Put the flesh under subjection tonight. Put the flesh behind you tonight. Amen. And say, Jesus, be the head of my life. Now, Lord God, I know this child ever since she was a baby and touch her right now. I know the word of God is down in her. Stir that word up in the name of Jesus right now. Satan, I command you to take your hand off of God's property right now. My God, be the head of a life in the name of Jesus right now. My God, make way for out of no ways right now. I crush that spirit that's over right now. I break it in the name of Jesus. My God, I'm claiming victory and deliverance for her right now in Jesus' name. My God, let salvation come to that house. In the name of Jesus, I pray. I claim victory and deliverance for your daughter. I believe Jesus right now. Believe the Lord with me, all right?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you.
I love you too. God bless you.
God bless
you. 702-689-2671. Hello? 702-689. 2671. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air with Bishop.
God bless you.
Bishop, how are you?
I'm blessed today. How are you?
I'm good. Blessed.
Well, praise the Lord. It's a blessing to hear your voice tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. You have a request for the Lord tonight.
Yes, I want him to pray for me, my family, and my friends.
God bless you tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's a long time since I heard that voice. Amen. But amen, I want to say unto you tonight, amen, Jesus have never forgotten you. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we may walk away from him, but he will not walk away from us. Praise the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord in this prayer request tonight. Amen. You're asking for Jesus just to remember you and your friends tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The thief on the cross says, amen, amen. When he was hanging there with Jesus, he said, Lord, this day remember me. And Jesus said, I will remember you. Amen. This day I will remember you in paradise. So I want to say tonight, amen, amen, God will remember you. Amen. As you are holding on tonight and you are going through the night, amen, God will remember me. Almighty God, look down upon my child right now, and you know what she's going through with right now, Lord. I'm asking you to bring her out of bondage, Lord. You don't want her to be in bondage, but bring her out, Lord. And remember her friends that are going through, Lord, with her, praise the Lord. I'm asking you to deliver them, I pray, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, set them free. Because you come that we may have life and we may have it more abundantly. And I thank you for the victory right now. I thank you for the deliverance right now. I know the prayer is not in vain. I claim victory for her right now and all of our friends in the name of Jesus. God bless you. We love you. Amen. Keep on calling us.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you tonight. Praise the Lord. We have several callers. This caller is the first time, amen, that we are on the radio, amen, with a prayer request tonight. Amen. But you can call that number, and we will be praying for you tonight, amen. Asking the Lord is the big situation that you are in tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ask, and it shall be given. Amen. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock on the heart of Jesus. Amen. If you're not, amen, the door will be open. Jesus is on the outside, praise the Lord, of your heart, and he is knocking. You are the only one tonight, praise the Lord, can open the door and invite your Lord and your Savior into your soul. He's out there knocking, praise the Lord. Every hour of the day, he is knocking. Do you hear him knocking? Praise the Lord, he's knocking at your door. Praise the Lord, because he wants you to come. He wants to come in, and he wants to dwell with you. Amen. He wants to live with you. Amen. And it shall be open. Amen. If you open that door, you will let the Savior of the world come into your soul tonight. That is why we are here tonight. Praise the Lord. You don't have to be lost tonight. Young people, children, amen, middle age, and old folks tonight, you don't have to be lost tonight, because Jesus didn't die for a certain portion of the world. He died for the entire world. God so loved the world, amen, that God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. You can have eternal life tonight. I don't care how the crisis in this world is. I don't care, amen, how the stock market is dropping. I don't care, amen, what the president says tonight. Amen. You've got something more precious, amen. You got a treasure more value, amen, than this world system, amen. If you just open up and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Amen. I want you to tell you something tonight. I want you to remember tonight, amen, the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. Don't depend on man, but depend upon Jesus. Amen. He's the one that giveth, and he's the one that takes your praise, Lord. Put your trust in him tonight. Prayer will change things. I need some young folks, amen. I need some old folks. I need some middle people. It's to pray, pray, pray. Amen. Pray, because prayer, we need prayer, saints. We need prayer. Amen. Because, amen, things need to be changed in the system, amen, that we live in. Things need to be changed in this world. And only, amen, through the prayer of the righteous shall God change these things. So, amen, let us get down on our face like the children of Nineveh did, amen. When God sent Jonah to destroy, amen, tell Jonah to go and destroy the city of Nineveh. What did the king say? Amen. I don't want the babies to suck no bala. I don't want the cows to eat no grass. Amen. Nobody, amen, is going to eat anything because the destruction is coming to this land. It is time for us to fast. It is time for us to pray. And God heard the prayer. Don't you know God is still hearing prayer today? Oh, but we got to be obedient. If you're obedient, you can eat the fat of the land, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, praise the Lord. I'm saying tonight, praise the Lord. Amen. God is just waiting on you, amen, is to say a yes to him tonight. God is just waiting on you, amen, is to be obedient tonight. Amen. God wants to change things for us, praise the Lord. Oh, we don't have to be in a recession tonight, praise the Lord. I want to say, amen, God can give you what you need tonight, amen, but you must turn your heart to him. Praise the Lord, I heard him say, amen, in the book of Isaiah, praise the Lord, amen, about the first chapter and the 15th verse. He said, from now on, when you pray with your hands stretched out to heaven, he said, I will look or listen. Even though you make many prayers, I will not hear you. For your hands are those of murderers. They are covered with the blood of your innocent victim. Oh, God is saying tonight, praise the Lord. There are many of you out there tonight, you are praying, but you really need to repent so God can wash the stain of sins away from you. Though your sin may be red as scarlet, he said, I will make them whiter than snow. These people, amen, were praying to God for God to hear their prayer, but they would not. God would not hear their prayer.
310-882-3494. Are you there?
882-3494,
are you there?
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air with Bishop Moore.
God bless you. Hey, how are you? I'm blessed in the Lord, and you?
I'm good, I'm good. Well, you know, I just thought, you know, it's about 10 o'clock at night that I would give my pastor a call and let him know that I would love to get a little word of encouragement from him always.
God bless you tonight. Praise the Lord. Well, where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from Harbor City, and I reside at Great All Nation Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ. My name is William Harris.
God bless your heart. God bless you. It is an honor to hear you, my son, tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. Amen. It just a blessing. Amen. This is our first time, praise the Lord, being on the radio for prayer requests. But I am so glad you tuned in and listened. Amen. Tonight, praise the Lord. And we're going to take your request to the Lord tonight. We know God is still answering prayer. Praise the Lord.
Absolutely.
And there is nothing too hard that God cannot do. My God,
absolutely.
And I see, praise the Lord, that God want to work some things out for you. And I know, praise the Lord, you know the Lord. You know the way of the Lord. And my God, God want to take the loads away from you, praise the Lord, and let the blessing flow upon you. And I rebuke you, the vows that is over you right now. I rebuke the vows over your house right now. In the name of Jesus right now, take those loads and burdens away in Jesus and set my child free in the name of Jesus right now. Let it continue to come on. Let it continue to believe in you right now. And we thank you for him right now. In Jesus' name we pray. We claim the victory for you right now, son. In Jesus' name. God bless you for calling.
Thank you. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is Bishop Alfred Moore tonight. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for my son that just called. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is real tonight. He is real tonight. Amen. You can call the number. Amen. 818-668 818-568-5428. Let me say that again. Praise the Lord. That is 818-668-5428. And you will, amen, be in touch with us on behalf tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. It doesn't make any difference, amen, where are we at? We don't mind praying, amen, for God's people. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want you to keep on believing the word of God tonight. Praise the Lord. As I was reading there in Isaiah, amen, he says, I have a stretched out hand. Amen. They stretch out their hands to me. Amen. But he said, yeah, they stretch out their hands, amen, towards heaven. He said, I will look and I will listen. Even though you make many prayers, he said, I will not hear you. For your hand are those of murderers, those are covenant with the blood of your innocent brother. Oh, but he said, oh, wash yourself. Be clean. Let me no longer see you done all the wicked things. God is saying to you, wash yourself. Come tonight and be washed in the blood of Jesus. That is the only thing can cleanse you tonight. That is the only way you can get into heaven tonight. You got to be washed in the blood of Jesus. That precious blood that he spilled on Calvary, praise the Lord. You got to be washed in the blood of Jesus tonight. Amen. That's the only thing can wash away your sin. It is the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, I don't care what you have done and how much sin you have committed. Some people tell me all the time, well, Bishop, I would come to the Lord, but they say, I don't sin so much. Well, amen. Let me tell you, God is not like man. Let me say it again. God is not like man. As far as the heaven is from the earth, his thoughts is different from our thoughts. So I don't care how much sin you did, what you have done, the Lord will forgive you for your sin. Let him wash you tonight in the blood of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, amen. Learn to do good, to be fair, and to help the poor, amen, the fatherless and widows. Come, amen, church, let us come together. Let us work together. Let us work in unity, amen. We can't win the battle unless we're working in unity. Praise the Lord tonight. I thank you tonight, amen, for those of you that are listening tonight, amen. Come, let us talk, amen, this thing over. Amen. This is in the book of Isaiah. We need to come together. Amen. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, we need to come together. I don't care what denomination you are, praise the Lord. There is not but one faith, and there is not but one Lord, and there is not but one baptism. There is not but one heaven, and there is not but one hell. So, amen, all this denomination things, amen, it doesn't mean anything. It is you, whether you obeying the word of God or not. And amen, praise the Lord. I want to say we must all obey the word of God. Is there anyone tonight, one prayer tonight, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Amen, we are here tonight, praise the Lord. Come, let us talk the same over there, the Lord. No matter how deep the stain of your sin, I can take it out and make you as clean as fresh fallen snow. I don't care what you done tonight. Amen. Don't let the devil tell you, amen, that you done did so much tonight, praise the Lord, that, amen, the Lord don't care. Nobody cares about you. Yes, somebody cares about you. The Bible says, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. Jesus cares for you. Amen. Praise the Lord. If he didn't care for you, praise the Lord, you would not be in the land of the living tonight, amen. But the Lord cares for you. Amen. I don't want, amen. I want you to call that number, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Even if you are stained as red as crimson, he said, I can make you white as snow. Oh, praise the Lord. If you are just stained, if there are stains of sin all over you and you don't know what to do tonight and you are miserable tonight, amen, and you can't sleep, you can't rest tonight, come under the blood of Jesus and he can wash you under his blood tonight and you can be made clean tonight. Oh, hallelujah tonight. I praise the Lord tonight for the precious Holy Ghost and that with fire, speaking in another tongue as the Spirit of God has given me utterance, praise the Lord. I have, amen, been holding on to Jesus for a number of years now. Amen. The more that I pray, that's the more I enjoy Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says, amen, I can make you white as snow. If you only will let me help you, if you only will let Jesus help you tonight, you need help without Jesus Christ. Amen. You can't do nothing. You need help tonight. Amen. The world need help tonight. The world is trying to make it on their own tonight. That's why we fail and we fall. Amen. You need the help and support of the one that created the heaven and the earth. We need Jesus tonight. Come, children, let us come together, amen, and let us depend upon Jesus. Let us let him be the Lord and shepherd of our soul. Let him be our Savior. Amen. Let him be our high authority, our supreme tonight, praise the Lord. Come, amen. Pray tonight. Pray tonight, praise the Lord. We want you to pray, amen. And I've heard it say it in Isaiah, amen. But if you keep on turning your back and refuse to listen to me, you will be killed by your enemy. If you keep on turning your back on Jesus and refuse to listen, then, amen, you're going to be snatched out of this world. Do you hear me? You that is out there running around doing something every and anything, I don't want to get into no names of anything tonight because it doesn't make any difference. I'm just going to tell you, quit what you're doing that is not right and come and live for Jesus. And it's easy, praise the Lord. You can do it. I was out there, amen, many, many years ago. I was done wrong, amen, many, many years ago. I was not always holy. I was not always sanctified. I know what it means to go to the clubs. I know what it means to be the boys, amen. I know what it means to be in the hood, praise the Lord. But Jesus snatched me out of it one day. Hallelujah. Now I'm so glad. I'm so glad tonight, amen, that Jesus snatched me out of it, praise the Lord. Put my feet on the highway of holiness, praise the Lord, and I can walk up and tell men and women, amen, that he lives and he gives life and he's given more abundantly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to say, amen, Jesus can snatch you out the door of hell tonight. Some of your feet is almost in hell tonight. But cry out. Well, the righteous is prevailing might. Somebody praying for you tonight. Somebody is praying for you tonight. That's the only way that you are here tonight. Somebody is praying. Somebody is crying out, Lord, save my child.
323-350-3272.
323. Yes,
Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Kitaja.
Okay, you're on the air live with Bishop.
Yes. I want
God
need prayer.
God bless you tonight. And where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from North Hollywood, Bishop. This is Sister Cynthia and Sister Netta. We calling for prayer.
God bless you, my daughters.
Thanks
God bless you, my daughters. God bless you.
Yes.
It is so good to hear your voice tonight. Praise the Lord.
Hi, Bishop.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Bishop, I wrote that Sunday's now, but soon I get a little time in. They let me switch my hours. I already put it on my list.
Praise the Lord tonight, amen. I give it back to, amen, Kitasha in a minute, and you can report that to her, amen, and I'll have it. But at this time, I'm going to pray for this family, amen, right now. One of my beloved families, praise the Lord, I love very much. Amen. Thank you for listening tonight, amen, tonight. And I'm going to take your request to the Lord tonight. Almighty God, you that made the heaven and the earth tonight. You made my children tonight. Look down upon them right now. My God, you know what they are undertaking, and you know what they are going through with, and
yes,
you know what they need right now. And Lord, you said that you will supply our every needs right now. Touch hard right
now.
Thank, in the name of Jesus. Those that are weak, make them strong. I pray in Jesus' name. Those that don't know you, let them come to you. Clean them, Lord.
Yes.
Wash them with your blood right now. I ask in the name of Jesus. Watch over the household, my God. Let your blood come over the house in the name of Jesus right now. I thank you, and I claim victory for the house, Lord. I claim victory for the family, Lord. I claim victory for the children right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now in Jesus' name. God bless you all. We love you.
And thank you, Bishop, for praying. And you know, Vernon just lost his sister. Yeah, she just passed away.
God bless you. We be praying for him.
Okay. Thank you, Bishop. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen to Isaiah as he continues to tell the peoples, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, amen. But if you keep on turning your back and refuse to listen to me, you will be killed by your enemy. I, the Lord, have spoken. God has spoken, and he cannot lie. God can't lie. And amen, you know what? He said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. I'm God, and I change this night. Amen. That was in a different generation, a different time, but he is the same God then as he is now. Amen. You keep on being disobedient, and I will tell you, amen, God will let something come up on you unexpectedly. And if you lose your life in this world, let me tell you, amen, there is no in-between. There is no purgatory. Amen. And if you lose your life in this world and you don't meet the condition of Jesus on this side, let me say to you very plainly, in hell, you're going to lift up your eyes. You're going to wish you have heard some missionary. You're going to wish you have heard some preacher. You're going to wish you have heard some deacon, amen, or some child of God trying to tell you, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Jesus did not come, amen, and shed his blood on Calvary. Went through the humiliation, amen, for mankind, for us to go to hell. No, no, no. He came to open the door that we can go to heaven to be his children. Amen. Don't stay out there. Amen. Don't say I'm young. I'm too young to give my life to the Lord. No, no, you're not too young to give your life to the Lord. You are just in the prime of time. You are just right to give your life to the Lord. He said, I call the young because they are strong. Don't wait till you get halfway blind and can't see, crippled and can't hardly walk. Praise the Lord, and then say, I'm going to church. Amen. No, be useful to the Lord now. God wants you while you are in your use. But amen, he will accept you in any term. I don't care, well, amen, if you are crippled, praise the Lord, full authorized, God will accept you in any time, praise the Lord. But amen, I want to say amen. He was saying unto the children of Jerusalem, once, amen, he said, once my faithful wife, and now a prostitute, you run away to other gods. Listen, the church was once God's faithful wife. But they don't run away from God. Somebody ain't praying. They're prostituting with the world. 1 John 2 and 15 said, love not the world, neither things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Come out of this world. Come on, children. I am almost begging you tonight because I can see the time and signs of time is winding up. And amen, judgment is going to start at the house of God. Something going to hit us so quickly, you will not have time to repent. And being good is not good enough. You must be born again. I want to repeat that again, amen, tonight. Amen, being good and doing good deeds is not enough to get into heaven. You must be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, a master of the ruler of Israel, and he didn't understand what it meant by being born again. You got to be changed from the inside. Beloved, I love you tonight. If it wasn't God knows I would not be here tonight trying to, amen, impress you so hard is to come to Jesus. And as I heard in Matthew, amen, 24:41, he said, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Watch, watch. Amen. You got to watch every hour because Satan is trying to put thoughts in your mind against one another is to keep you from praying for each other. Watch and pray that you don't enter into temptation. Temptation is easy is to get into, but it's hard to get out of. There is many people in prison tonight regret the temptation that was set before them. Amen, because they have no life now but a prison life. Amen. Don't let temptation, amen, overtake you tonight. Amen. And when you are tempted, don't say that I was tempted of the Lord, because God cannot be tempted with evil. Amen. It is prayer time tonight. Call that number again. Praise the Lord. Amen. We want you, praise the Lord, is to call that number, praise the Lord, 818-668-5428. Amen. 818-668. Amen. 5248. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you call that number, we will be praying for you. Amen. At this hour, praise the Lord. Amen. The prayers of the righteous prevail as much. Praise the Lord. But one of these days, amen, you know what? The restrainer is going to leave here. That is called the Holy Ghost. And there will be no more prayers of the righteous. But God's wrath is going to be poured out upon the children of disobedience. You don't want that, praise the Lord. You don't want to be here, amen, when God's wrath is being poured out on the children of disobedience. Amen. God made the world, amen. And he's not going to destroy the world. He's just going to redo the world. But he's going to destroy the thing that is in this world. Oh, beloved. Amen. Don't you be, amen, unfaithful to the Lord. If you are married to the Lord, amen. He said, I'm married to a backslider. And some of you are backsliders tonight. All you need to do is come back to the Lord. All you need to do is repent. Repent of your first works tonight. Repent. Repent. Tell Jesus, I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me for all the sins that I have done. And amen, just where you left Jesus at, you can find him again. Hallelujah. Some of you are not resting at all, amen. You are out there trying to satisfy yourself with different types of substance tonight, amen, trying to be happy. But you know in your spirit you are not happy. You are lonely and you are miserable and you are being eaten up inside, praise God, because you know you're supposed to give your life to Jesus. Come on, Carlos. Amen. Everything in the dark, the Lord will bring it to the light. You can't hide nothing from the Lord. Something we do, praise the Lord, we think we can hide from the Lord. Nobody knows it but me. Nobody knows it but you and I. Amen. And it won't be revealed. But let me tell you, amen, the deepest secret you have, God will reveal it. Pray out. We're bringing it out tonight. Oh, praise the Lord tonight. I am so happy, amen, is to be on radio with you tonight. This is our first time, amen. I not expecting too much tonight, but I just want to let you know we are here for you because we love you tonight, praise the Lord. Amen. In Luke 18:1, it says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men of the always pray, always pray. Amen. I don't care how often you pray and how faithful you is in prayer. A man must always pray and not faint. It's not time for us to faint because we see, amen, the economy. Amen. We see people losing their homes. We see people losing their children. It's not time for us to faint. It's time for us to pray. Pray, children, pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And as he went on to tell us, amen, and John, amen, 16:24, he said, here too have you asked nothing in my name. Amen. Act and ye shall receive. Amen. That your joy may be fulfilled. You have an ask in his name. When you pray, amen, ask it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Ask it. If you don't believe me, try it for yourself. You don't have to believe my words tonight, but you try Jesus for yourself. Amen. Ask him anything. There is nothing too hard that God cannot do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah tonight. Praise the Lord. I'm a witness tonight. Amen. I know that there is nothing too hard that God cannot do. You know, tonight, beloved, I am interested in your soul more than I am in the prosperity of this world. I know God will supply your need, but amen, your soul is valuable tonight. That's what I'm after tonight, is your soul, that you may have eternal life, not a temporary thing that will last you for, amen, a period of time, and it's going to dissipate from you, praise the Lord. But I want to give you something, amen, that you will have for eternity, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. What would it profit a man to gain this whole world and lose his own soul? Or what would he have in exchange for it? Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, when Jesus, amen, come to do the will of his Father, amen, when he was finished, he was ready is to go back to glory from whence he came from. He was ready to leave this earth, because this earth was not his home. And I'm going to tell you, amen, as believers tonight, this earth is not our home. So, amen, come on, let's pray. Amen, let's stop fighting one another. Let's stop backbiting, amen, with each other. But let's pray for each other. Let each other know, amen, that we love one another. Amen, praise the Lord, as I began to finish reading a little out of Isaiah, the first chapter. He says, amen, and only the city of fair play, but now a gang of murders. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The city was once a city of fair play, but now it's a gang of murders. What kind of city are you living in? Is it a city of fair play, or is it a gang of murders? Are you afraid to walk your street at night? Are you afraid to come out? Look how many locks we have on our doors. Look how much security we have around our house, trying to be safe. Come in the arms of Jesus, and the Lord will protect you. He's everywhere in all time. Pray. Lord, watch over me as I leave home. Lord, watch over my children. God will hear you if you pray, if your prayer is a righteous prayer. Praise the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for you tonight. Call this number, amen, 818-668-5248. Praise the Lord. So, amen, that you can pray. Amen, that we can pray along with you tonight, praise the Lord. And if you are just listening, we thank God for your ears, amen, listening tonight, praise the Lord. Amen, for the first time, praise the Lord. I want to say, amen, a man must always pray and not faint, praise the Lord. Amen, Ephesians 2:6-18 says, pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Pray always. Amen. With all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watch thereunto with all preserving and supplication for all saints. Amen. Help out one another. Please, children of God, we are one in Christ Jesus. We're one body. We're one church. Let's help out one another. Praise the Lord. The church is hurting because the church is not praying like they should pray. The disciples, amen, they pray night after night, day after day. Amen. They prayed. They went from house to house. They prayed. And they prayed until they prayed through. You got to pray and learn how to pray until you can pray through. As I give my last scripture for the night, amen. God bless you. Come in from 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without ceasing. Please, amen, don't you stop praying. Now, because your prayer may not have been answered, amen, don't you stop believing in Jesus. He's still on the throne, and God will answer your prayer. This is Bishop Alfred Moore, amen, until next Thursday. Praise the Lord. I'm signing off. I love you, amen, but Jesus loves you most of all. God bless you. Back into the hand of, amen, our announcer.
Thank you so much for tonight. You've had an awesome time. You've had a lot of callers that called in for prayer. Some of the saints that go to Bishop's Church, others that do not. It is an awesome thing when you can receive prayer from a bishop. Now, y'all may not know this, but most bishops, they get so big-headed and they become big-time, and they don't allow the saints to talk to them or receive prayer. But this bishop, he does radio, he does web TV ministry. At his church, he talks with ministers like a one-on-one conversation without someone having to see what they want to talk to him about first. So when you're listening to him and you're praying with him and you're liking the show and you're noticing that he's on week after week, this is a person who God has called to the ministry who's very down to earth. He interacts with his members, and he comes on the show and he allows you to interact with him. So if you would like to learn more about him, his church is located at 8516 South Compton Avenue in the city of Los Angeles on the corner of Firestone and Compton Avenue. Monday night prayer is at 6:30. Wednesday night he does a live in-person Bible study from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Sunday morning at 9 a.m., there is Sunday school until 11:15. Immediately following at 11:30 is Sunday morning service. So if you'd like to come, check him out live and in person. You have the opportunity if you're in the Los Angeles area. If you're not and you need to reach him via email very quickly, his email is bishopamoore@yahoo.com. Send him a quick email, you know, for another prayer request or something that's a personal sense, and he'll get back with you ASAP. This is your host, Ms. Tasha, with Blessings by Grace Radio. I love you. But God loves you best. Love, peace, and happiness. Until next Thursday, yet again, I love you, but God loves you best.